Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Redbird TV. It is the build up show, Liverpool versus Watford at Anfield. In the Premier League, the only team of the big teams in the Premier League to play this weekend. No pressure, because all eyes will be on us in this regard. All eyes will also be on Chris Pajak, apart from when he looks in the mirror. Steele and Ross Chadley as well. Lads, let's get stuck into it. Chris, first and foremost, another game, another potential revenge story, opportunity for the Mighty Reds.
Or another opportunity for Watford to score from corners.
Or
it's an opportunity for Liverpool to show them that they can defend better than they did in the first game of the season, because, you know, it was an entertaining game of football for anyone who's not a Liverpool fan, basically. You know, we hated it, we hated everything about it, but there was still some good in that game. You know, we're a much better side than Watford. We've shown that over the last few games and over the course of the season. And for me, it's not just about bouncing back from that Manchester United result from last week. It's about showing that Watford team that we can't be bullied anymore, and we're a different side to the one that you played in August, and making sure that they understand that, and we just smash them off the park.
Exactly. I think we've made a pretty good job of beating the teams we're supposed to beat this season, Steve. Certainly better than we have been for a number of years. But Watford will carry that result with them, and they will go into it thinking, still Liverpool, we know, they'll look to do similar things. Now, I'm not sure how many lucky deflections you can necessarily replicate in training, and they had a hell of a lot of them in that game. But they will go in, I think they'll go in thinking that, you know, they'll be nervous because you should be coming to Anfield, coming to play Liverpool, but they might think they can get something, and hopefully, that might gee us up, it could play into our hands.
Yeah, it's difficult with Watford. Again, they've changed manager, because they always change manager. It's just that's their thing, that's their MO. So they're almost a completely different side. And I think everyone will come to Anfield at least thinking, you know, the vulnerability of Liverpool is still there, and then it's up to us to wipe it up, you know, wipe it off them. And for the most part, we have, to be honest. You know, I mean, very few people have come out to Anfield and got anything that, you know, massive, especially recently. And Watford, I'd say they're safe in the league. You know, they're in no danger of relegation, and their away form's terrible. So it's kind of like the fixture you'd want at this stage of the season. A safe team who are absolute crap on the road, but you've got to just do your jobs. And we've seen lesser teams. West Brom are the worst team in the league, and they, by being organised, got something. Yeah. And West Brom have got the players, and they're a big physical side, so they can easily do it. I just think if Liverpool play at 7 or 8 out of 10, they'll win. Mm-hmm. But if they drop to 4s and 5s, then Watford can get something. So Liverpool just need to be honest straight away.
Yeah.
And I'd expect them to be so, to be honest, after last week.
And there's a degree to which, look, Watford were a bit crap against Arsenal last week, Ross. I think there's something in that for us as well. They are where they are. They're as mid-table as it comes. They've got very little to play for. They're safe. They're not going to get drawn into the relegation mire unless they absolutely collapse. And even if they did, there's far too many other teams who have stayed collapsed for a long period of the season. They're not going to push on for European places. Get a couple of goals if we can. Get them as early as you like. If you can go in at half-time with a couple of goals in the bag, you're then up to Liverpool to decide, I think, what they want the result to be. Do you go on for more, or do you decide let's keep some in the tank?
Yeah, I like to think, because there's no gain the week after, we'll just go hell for leather and just go watch, you know, like you said, make a statement. I think there's the fact that we drew 3-3, there's the revenge from the weekend, show, like you said, show we can't be bullied. Don't put Lovren marking Troy Deeney for a start.
Yeah. Well, at least it's likely to be Troy Deeney rather than Akaka, who absolutely battered us at Vicarage.
But I said it last week as well, I think we've made progress since that game against Watford. Mm-hmm. Both, like, you look at Van Dijk, Karius and Robertson as the main three, you're thinking that's where our fault was in a previous fixture. Yeah. And again, put that with the fact that they haven't really got much to play for, I think there's a cliche when people get to a certain amount of points, they stop, they give up, don't they? Because what's the point? Unless they're fighting for World Cup places, and I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
It was fascinating watching the highlights back from it and putting yourself in those shoes. You know, we went into that game thinking, Sadio Mane was our best player at the time. You know, we loved him more than anyone else. Mo Salah hadn't scored a professional goal for us at that point.
Where was Phil playing?
Phil was injured, mate, with his mad back injury. Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
We should have known.
But yeah, it's crazy to look back on that game and see the shoots of something. And you're dead right in terms of us moving on as a team. That we've evolved. You know, you can see the celebrations with Salah. Firmino and Salah don't have an understanding in that game. They don't look each other in the eyes when they're celebrating, that kind of stuff. Again, Sadio Mane was something else. We've evolved as a team, and this has got to be the chance for us to go out there and improve.
Yeah, I don't know what I completely forgot about the whole Coutinho thing. You know, that day before the season started was a pricky thing to do.
a pricky thing to do.
I tried to edit myself.
Yeah, that's fine. I could have said worse.
That would have distracted that team. I don't care what anyone says.
Was the word going to end in ish by
no,
any chance?
T-Y. T-Y, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Same word, but yeah. Different ending.
Absolutely.
Completely different words.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
it
would have distracted the whole team. Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. You know, to do that day before your season starts. So we've evolved with people that are on there, but then everyone said when Coutinho went, we'd fall apart. Mm-hmm. We've grown together since he's left, and those connections with Mane, Salah, Firmino, you know, that link up, they just don't seem bothered that he's gone.
We smashed them here at Anfield last season as well, wasn't it? It was like a 5-1, something like that. Yeah, I mean, this is a side that we have demolished in the past. Mm-hmm. So I expect Liverpool to go out there and kind of like what Ross said there, just not take your foot off the pedal.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's about building up confidence and stuff. And the one thing is, it's going to be a little bit of a test defensively for Roberto Firmino, because he was at fault for that Akaka goal. You know, Akaka just beats him completely on that corner. We did that Lucas Leiva video about it. It's like ingrained. I've seen it that many times. Like,
if you don't know what that video is, it's called Lucas Leiva Explains Zonal Marking. It's on the YouTube channel. Go and watch that, and you can see how we conceded that goal.
Yeah. So, you know, he still plays central of that zonal system at the back. He's now sandwiched between Van Dijk and the partner, whoever that is. I wonder whether Van Dijk makes that a little bit of a difference, but you know, the ball, the deliveries from Watford for those set pieces during that game, I remember just sitting there watching them back on wow, yeah. Delivery every time above Firmino's head, it's going to be exactly the same. And listen, I want to see Liverpool change things up a little bit, because you know, I was disappointed at the weekend with us not reacting well enough in games at Manchester United. Mm-hmm. I expected this is going to be something that Watford look to do,
yeah.
And I want to see what Klopp's going to do to change that.
It's interesting, just going back, what the starting 11 was at the first game of the season: Mignolet, Moreno, Lovren, Matip, Alexander-Arnold, Wijnaldum, Henderson, Chan, Mane, Firmino, Salah. We're going to be getting the lads to do their preferred 11s in a moment. Ross, stay.
Hello.
Chris, me, activate. Okay. You know what? Really interesting. Everyone's gone for Trent across the board. Anyone want to throw the reasoning out for that?
I'll go a couple of things. Firstly, you know, we had a bad game, get him back on. Yep. Don't let him dwell on it. Don't drop him for one bad game. You know what I mean? What's the point? And then also a home game, and you want his attack and threat over Gomez's defensive capabilities. But I think just to absolutely bomb him out after one game, one ball all season would be a bit harsh on him, and I think the man management side of me says, you know what, you're probably best just pick him and let him go again.
Lovren, though?
Well, that was my thinking. That's what I was going to say. I've put Lovren in.
I've put Lovren in
for exactly the same reason. I agree that Matip makes the most sense for the logic of, if everyone was in form, you'd probably play Trent and Matip in this game just for ball retention and passing ability. The Lovren one, I would slightly caveat that with Troy Deeney will do his Arsenal style, cojones style, you know, tear around, try and bully people. Lovren could do with proving himself again. And also, Matip, I think, is the most susceptible of our centre backs to being bullied physically.
Yeah, I've gone from it from our point of view. I think we're going to have a lot of the ball.
Yeah. And he, 70% possession, I'd rather have Matip in.
Exactly. And take your chances with Troy Deeney. I mean, I'd rather worry about us than worry about him. That's what my thing.
No. It makes sense. We've all got Jordan Henderson back in the team. Ross, bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think the amount of football that Emery Chan's played recently is probably more than anyone. I'm right in saying you will know. Yeah, it's just been ridiculous. I don't think he deserves to, but then just bring Henderson in for a bit of freshness in that midfield. But you're only making, say, 2-3 changes. It's not too, I don't think it's too many.
The Genie one's an interesting chance, because he's not played footy, is it? And I must admit, I hovered with him and I thought, but what's he bringing? And that's the thing, at the moment, you know, he was nicknamed the Ghost, wasn't he, for how he gets into great positions, but now that nickname has been kind of morphed because he's just not seen, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I like the Genie shout because I want him to come into the side and want him to do something to prove that he's still a footballer at Liverpool Football Club and that he can still do things.
I think he's kind of one of those ones where I've been generally pleased with his performances this season, but in recent weeks we have this debate every single episode, and the it's always the midfield three, and at the minute Milner's in good form, Emre Can's in good form, Henderson's in good form, Oxlade-Chamberlain's not, but he's different to what else we offer. I guess Lallana being a doubt, I think we've all given him a pass on this one, but I didn't get Henderson and Can's up at the minute. Our two best midfielders, and then it's a case of what you want. Do you want to be more attacking? I think if you put Genie in alongside them, you're compromising a little bit of attacking intent, aren't you? So
I don't think any of us have got the best midfield. You know, I think actually the best midfield might be Henderson, Chan, Milner.
I think, on form,
I just think I imagine this game could be similar to the Newcastle game when it was Oxlade-Chamberlain in that game, who his drive and runs forward were the difference.
When does the England squad, has the England squad been announced?
No, it'll be Thursday, so tomorrow's
really the tomorrow. So that could be a contributing factor, because Milner's not gonna play international footy. He's only gonna be there training, so you don't need to worry about him. Whereas if Chamberlain gets picked, I know he's missed a few squads, hasn't he? But there's a chance he'll go. That
I don't think Klopp's resting people now this stage of the season. I think he's just picking the best team to win that game. Yeah. As we get closer towards, you know, Champions League games and stuff, maybe you think about that. But I think right now, he's, especially with a week between games and
we say that though, but he does manage the fitness levels of the players.
I think you're,
and if he thinks that someone's going to, like a Henderson, for example, if he's fit, and, you know, he will play for England while in that spell. And if he thinks that one of our midfielders is going to go and play two games or whatever, or play our game and train like buggery for a week outside of his control, it might impact this thinking.
Yeah, possibly. I just think he'll want to, listen, this game's too big to mess around with, isn't he? He just wants to go and win. I just think Oxlade-Chamberlain, again, in home games against the bottom teams, I think that's when you're kind of, that's the value, that's where you're going to get value from them. Yeah. I can imagine Watford doing very similar to what Newcastle did, like I said before. And Oxlade-Chamberlain, by pushing forward, he's probably the best of our midfielders at doing that. He makes 3-4 much, much easier than the likes of than Milner does, or Wijnaldum does, or Chan does, so that's why I chose him.
Cool. No, I'm perfectly down with any of the shouts. I think Chris, the front three picks itself, and I think Milner would be unfortunate not to be in the team. Again, I don't think he's really put a foot wrong in any of the games.
No, and these are the exact type of games that you. Every game's a game for James Milner. Actually,
yeah.
I take it back. What I nearly said, and he's just brilliant every time he takes the field. He's never going to let you down. You know his delivery is going to be good. He likes to overlap. He seems to work well with Robertson and Mane. The lad's performing at a better level than probably all the midfielders at the moment, you know, and I absolutely love him. I've got a proper man crush on him. Mm. Yeah, I'll bugger.
He's younger than both of us. Which is really, really upset. He's significantly younger than both of us.
He's got both of his eyes working.
Yeah.
And he's got his hair. Bellend.
So it's an interesting one, isn't it, this weekend, just because of the FA Cup fixtures. As I say, Spurs, Chelsea, United aren't in the FA Cup. Arsenal don't play because Leicester, they were meant to be playing, are in the FA Cup. It's one of those where we've said this a lot recently. Liverpool have been on the receiving end of this situation a few times. Go get 3 points on the board, sit pretty in third, I guess. Put the pressure to the best of our ability over to everyone else.
Yeah, game is under. A wonderful point on the board, or better, you know what I mean? And how many times have Liverpool been in that position where you're like, if we just win our game in hand, then we're only this, we're only that. Well, just go and win and then put that pressure on whoever that is. You know, Tottenham's next game in the league is Chelsea, so that's a huge thing for Liverpool. If Liverpool can win this game and win the game that weekend as well when they're playing each other, that's massive. That's a 5-point swing at least for somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's huge, this game. And conversely, if you lose it or you draw it, that gives them such a boost. The fact that you know, they haven't even played and they've almost made ground upon you. That's a big one. So
I think I'm right in saying our next game's like the early kickoff as well, before the 3 o'clock or the 5:30 or something. So you're even further ahead. Hopefully.
Yeah, you're doubling down, aren't you? We could get 6 points by the time they've all played. That's massive.
Palace away, early kickoff.
It's not good.
I'd rather early than late. I hate the Monday nights at Palace. That's what I hate. On friggin' bank holidays when they've been bevying all day and the atmosphere is incredible.
And they don't care. That's what I hate about it. And them fucking flags. Like, yeah, absolutely. No, completely agree. Before we do score predictions, just want to give you all a little heads up. We're going to do a live show on Friday for the Champions League quarter final draw. And just another reminder that Man United won't be in the hat for that.
Why not?
Because they got knocked out by Sevilla, Chris.
What did Mourinho say about it?
Well, listen, we have to be careful because we're not in the FA Cup this weekend.
Is that harder to get into than the quarters of the Champions League? Because don't they give a place to everyone in England? But then, okay.
Also, what you've got to remember is Manchester United have not been knocked out of the stage before by Porto and by Real Madrid.
Who was managing them?
I mean, he's been in that chair before, so it's fine.
Never forget.
His chair or is it the club's?
Well, at the minute, he's
just keeping it warm.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe on before.
Like Van Gaal was keeping it warm for him.
Yeah, and Moyes for probably him. Having one eye on a chair in Paris, say. Anyway.
They got loads of money to spend.
Funny that, isn't it? Like,
it's bad how that works.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to do the quarterfinal draw live in the studio on Friday, and we'll be doing a draw reaction show over on the RedmenTV.com, so tune in for all that stuff. But yeah, score predictions. Ross.
3-0.
I like that.
5-0.
Groovy. Chris?
I think it's going to be like Newcastle. I think it's going to be 2-0.
Okay, cool. I'll be honest, I could see a four or above.
We're well covered. Reds. We're well covered.
Yeah, comfortable, I think.
And United's got in the cup, anyone? That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
What you got to remember is they've been knocked out of the quarter-final stage before. It's nothing new.
Anything can happen. That club's used to.
Are they playing away or home?
Chelsea, maybe?
Yeah, there's a good chance that Chelsea might have knocked them out of the FA Cup at some stage.
Anyway, listen, thanks very much for watching. Thank you very much for subscribing. If you're watching these shows and you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, do it right now. We're very, very close and we might even be there at 220,000 subscribers. So, yeah, very, very good stuff. Thanks very much. We'll be back post-match before then, as I say, Champions League draw and other good stuff on the RedmenTV.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.